This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very, very special TLC predictions panel episode of the BCP. Right now, I'm joined by an all-star stellar panel. Of course, first, we have to welcome back to the show. He is hashtag lay editor-in-chief of thepopbreak.com, hashtag dadinsync, hashtag you know why, Bill. Please welcome back to the show, Mr. Bill Botkin. What's up, bro?
I'm so excited to talk about the return of Sting and Cody Rhodes being a dad. This is going to be a great podcast. I'm ready for it, guys. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to talk all the Mandalorian spoilers.
Nope.
Hey, let's talk some NFL picks. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm very happy to be here on an early morning Bob Culture podcast.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for making this work. And I'm sorry to... I'm sure you didn't get the memo, Bill, but we are talking TLC, man. We will get those AEW picks in soon enough, though. I promise.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. It's a great song.
Love it. Wow.
It's going to creep.
Please welcome back to the show. You know him. He is a staple here on the Northeast independent wrestling scene. He is returning to the Bob Culture Podcast. He is a wrestling aficionado. Please welcome back to the show, Mr. JP Mayer. What's up, JP?
What's going on now, Bill? Are we predicting a boy or a girl for Cody and Brandy's baby?
Hopefully we're going to get the son of a son of a son of a plumber. That'd be nice. Or a daughter of a son of a son of a plumber. So I'm going to say it's a boy.
I'm going boy.
Well, I like it. All right.
I'm always wrong. So here we go.
Me too.
No, not true. Not true. It's 2020. We will definitely see what happens, guys. And of course, we have to welcome to the show, making his debut, wrestling aficionado and longtime fan, my good friend, Mr. Ray Claudio. What's up, bro? How are you?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to it. I don't have as many hashtags or anything as everybody else, but, you know, let's talk some wrestling.
Hey, man, all I know is he got a great picture with Kevin Smith. What a great day that was over at a movie's pop-up shop, man. Thanks for making that happen. That was a good day, bro.
That was a lot of fun.
Hashtag Kevin Smith's close personal friend. That's what we'll say.
Yes.
But thanks for joining the panel. And guys, let's get right into it. As always, we start with ladies first here on the BCP. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe this is a tag title championship match for the women's belts. Of course, we have Shayna Baszler and Bill's personal favorite, Nia Jax, taking on Asuka and I believe a TBD. The way things are shaken up, we would assume it would be Lana, but I believe that she's being announced as not able to compete at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, they pulled Lana.
So I don't know if that's a misdirect, if that's accurate.
It's accurate.
So I don't know who's Asuka's partner is going to be, but do you think there's going to be new tag titles? We'll throw it to you, JP.
I'm going in one of two directions with Asuka's partner. It's either going to be Rhea Ripley or it's going to be a returning Charlotte Flair. But I say whoever her partner is, new tag champs.
Wow, yeah, I like that. Those are great names for a return. I could see possibly those happening. Charlotte, we're definitely waiting for that right moment. Could it be this Sunday? Ray, I'll throw it to you. Who do you think would end up teaming with Asuka, and do you think we'll see some new champions?
I don't think we're going to see anyone team with Asuka. I think they're going to take Asuka out of this match. Some kind of takeout before the match starts, and you're going to see a whole new tag team thrown in. Dana Brooke, something like that. I don't think you're going to see Asuka in this match. I think you're going to see new champions. I think you're going to see Nia and Blazer break up and maybe start a program with each other. I think we're going something like that. Asuka has no reason to win this title. It doesn't do anything for her.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can see. And I think that that feud between Nia and Shayna is obviously inevitable. It's just a matter of when, for sure. Bill, your thoughts on this one?
Ray had a really good point. Asuka has no reason to win this title, and it's exactly the reason she's going to win it. That's the logic that is employed. Unless it's La Esposa de Miro, and it's Lana in a mask. I just looked up what wife in Spanish was, so you're welcome on the fly. You know, it's going to, I could definitely see it being something like, well, it's going to be Mandy and Dana Brooke, but I think that would be kind of a, weird, you know, surprise, because I think it'll be, I think JP's pick of either Rhea or Charlotte. I think it's going to be Charlotte. They come back and they win. So ultimately what I think this will do is this sets up whoever her opponent's going to be. Is it going to be her eventual, her eventual opponent, because they'll break up, because that's what every team in WWE does. They fight. Yep. So they'll do okay together for a little bit, then they'll break up, and that'll be the feud going into, I don't know, Royal Rumble seems too quick, but WrestleMania maybe. Like, we want to build an Asuka, whomever, and Asuka Rhea would be great, but I think it's going to be Asuka and Charlotte.
Yeah.
And I think they beat Nia and Shayna, so they can go into the program that I could care less about, but, you know.
I think not many people would care about that program, because nobody seems to like Nia.
Yeah, I mean, some people do, I guess, if you like TikTok. And but it's, I don't know, that's a weird heel versus heel feud there. So, yeah, I think Team Asuka wins.
Yeah, I think if there is a return, then you will see, if it's a big return, you'll definitely see some titles change there. And then those feuds will, you know, come after the fact. So that's very interesting. I'll copy and paste what Bill's saying there, if it is Charlotte for sure. So that's good thinking there, guys. Let's move on to a tag team title match where I do think the titles are going to change. That's the New Day combo. Of course, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods taking on the Hurt Business. I'm guessing, what is it, Cedric Shelton for this matchup? I'm not particularly sure.
It is.
So I think this is the title change. Like we've been saying for a long time, MVP has literally been the MVP of Monday Night Raw for months and months now during this pandemic, weird 2020 world. So I think they deserve the straps. It'll be great to see both of these men carry the gold. Ray, I'll throw it to you. Do you think we see a title change here?
Yes, I think we do, for the exact reasons you said. And I think Benjamin and Cedric need it. I think they need it more than the New Day does. I mean, it's that simple.
Love it. It's a new champ. Yes, it is. JP, your thoughts?
Yeah, I got to agree on this one. Kofi and Xavier don't need the belts. They've already, like, what, 8-9-time champs? It's time for some fresh blood to have those tag belts, and I'm 100% down with Shelton and Cedric holding them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, funny story, and we said this before, you know, we met Cedric outside of an event, you know, when there actually were events that you could go to. And everyone's like, oh, you know, get that 24/7 championship, Cedric. And he just goes, I don't want it. Like, you know, so I think this will be good for him. Bill, your thoughts?
This is a weird one, because it's like the New Day has beaten the Hurt Business, like, multiple weeks in a row, but I guess that doesn't matter because the Hurt Business is one of the better factions in WWE. They could use some more gold, put them towards the top. I think that'd be awesome. Like I said, the New Day doesn't need it, so let's put it on the Hurt Business, and then, like, you know, give it like a Freebird Rules type thing where, you know, any four members can go at any time. I think that'd be awesome. We haven't like seen that a while in, I don't think. Well, the New Day would do that, but I mean, like, you know, we haven't seen that in a while outside of the New Day.
Yeah, I like what you're saying about that Freebird rule. All the more reason that I'm convinced that they are going to win it now. Mm-hmm. That make a lot of sense. Almost like, you know, how the Undisputed Era had like kind of all the gold. You know, I could see it somewhat of a similar run there. That's really, really cool. I like what you guys are saying there. Let's throw it to, now this isn't officially announced yet. This, now we're recording as of Friday morning, so I'm sure after SmackDown airs, this probably will be a match. Street Profits taking on Ziggs. I don't know why I wrote Ziggs. Taking on and Robert Roode for those SmackDown tag team titles. That's my guess is going to happen. Is this another, notch in the win column for the Street Profits, or do we see Roode and Ziggler teaming up again to regain tag team gold? I think, did they have tag team gold before? I'm trying to remember. They were definitely a team. They were definitely opponents at one point. I don't know if they ever had gold, but
I don't think they did.
Do we see the Street Profits losing here, I guess, Bill?
No, I don't think so. Which, because I'm just like, you know, Roode and Ziggler have like nothing going for them right now, which to me again is like thinking in WWE logic could be like, oh, that means they're probably going to win. But, I think the Street Profits are just like, they haven't found that good team to beat them yet. Like, you know, I don't think they've found like their, I mean, they had, even though some of the stuff was silly, like them and the Viking Raiders had really good in-ring chemistry. But I don't think they've found that yet, just with a new opponent for the Street Profits. So I'm going to go Street Profits retain.
Yeah, they bring the swag like nobody can. And also Bill with the head shake, as always. We got to get one in on every show. You know, right now, Ziggler and Rude have been picking up like the singles victories over them. So I think it's just the big misdirect here. And Street Profits come out on top. Ray, do you see the Street Profits retaining?
Yeah, Street Profits retain. Ziggler and Rude aren't the team to take it off them. It just doesn't, they bore me. I don't know about anybody else. It's not, doesn't work for me.
It's interesting because, like I always say here, it's like, and I'm convinced they don't know what to do with Dolph Ziggler again. And, you know, the same goes for Robert Roode. It's just like, you know, they threw Ziggler on commentary for a little bit, and then he was like switching shows back and forth. And like earlier on, you know, one year he was going against Roode, and then they were friends. Like when Survivor Series came around, it was really weird. So he just needs some sort of like longtime feud that's meaningful, or some meaningful trajectory for Ziggler, because I'm convinced they're not sure what to do with him. And he's here to show the world. JP, what do you think?
In my opinion, Dolph Ziggler should have been a multi-time world champion by now.
Agreed.
Wow.
His feud going back a couple years with The Miz was amazing. But yes, let's throw him in another tag team with another random partner. So I have four words to say. We want the smoke.
Well, there it is.
Profits retain.
I love it, man. There you go. This is for you, JP. There we go. All right. But anyway, Bill shaking his head again. Now there it is. Cheers, gentlemen. But let's move on. And I think the Street Profits will definitely retain here again. And we'll see what happens with Rude and Ziggler going forward. Let's talk about Sasha Banks taking on Mella. This is a match they kind of teased, you know, kind of a new look Mella last Friday on SmackDown, where she smashed her with the champagne bottle or whatever it was. So I think we are actually going to have this match at the pay-per-view. I don't see Sasha losing here to the new look, new attitude Carmella. That's just me. I think this is just someone else that Sasha kind of runs through, and it's good to be Sasha Banks right now in a lot of ways. We're not going to talk Mandalorian, but she's killing it. I'll throw it to you first, Ray. Do you think Sasha retains?
Oh, there's so many things I know about this that I'm not going to talk about. So.
I think Sasha retains. I just, my Sasha feel, I don't know. I like Sasha chasing the belt. I don't necessarily like Sasha having the belt. It's, some people are chasers, some people are holders. She's a chaser to me. I like watching her chase the belt. When she has it, I lose interest.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of like, you know, you're watching a TV show. It's like that will they, won't they? And then they get together and you're like, okay, what else is on?
Now I can stop watching.
I gotcha. No, I get what you're saying, man. But Sasha's killing it right now as champ, no doubt. Bill, your thoughts?
I think Carmella is I think Carmella's eventually going to get the title, because they've put a lot of time and investment in the new look. I feel like they've also, they're really high on her and always have been really high on her. So I can see her, I could see this ending in a disqualification or some sort of wacky finish. And I think Carmella ends up taking it off of Sasha by the Royal Rumble. I think she'll, by early 2021, she'll have the title. If not walking into it, she'll have it in January. I think Carmella's going to win the belt at some point. I just don't think it's at TLC. I think they're going to, they need a reason to keep the feud going, so it'll end with a DQ, I think.
That's actually a solid pick. I like that DQ pick, that, even though they kind of did it last week. But that makes a lot of sense, man. Like I were saying, to kind of elongate the feud. You know, you mentioned those two words that we love here on the BCP, Royal Rumble. Can't wait for those picks.
Oh, yeah.
I think we'll, you know, like right. Yeah. Like right now we're all kind of going through the card. Like, yeah, I think whatever. But like when we're talking Royal Rumble, there's a little bit more excitement in the air, and I hope they do it right this year. So I'm very excited.
My favorite pay-per-view.
Yeah. Same for Mikey and us over here on the BCP for sure. JP, did we get to you yet on this one? I don't think
so.
So
Sasha is so used to chasing the belt. I do have to agree. She's not used to actually successfully defending it. She defended it the one time against Bayley on the SmackDown, like 2 weeks after she won it at Hell in a Cell. And she's not used to, like, oh my God, I won a match, I get to keep the title. But yes, they did. They changed the look in Carmella, but they gave her the world's worst finisher. They gave her, she had the code of silence, which I loved, and now she does the X Factor.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was never one of my favorite moves. Yeah.
That's actually a good point. I didn't even think about that.
But I say Sasha retains by DQ, and I do have to agree with Bill. Carmella has it either at the Rumble or by the Rumble.
Wow. So Carmella, the one to dethrone the boss. And this one's for Nunes. It's boss time. All right, guys, let's go into Bray taking on Orton. Now, I believe it's actually The Fiend taking on Randy Orton in a feud. That's been kind of interesting. You know, they've done this a few times before. You know, we can make all the Randy Orton jokes, Bill. I'm very excited to see what you think on this one. But Randy Orton's been doing some like low key, really good promos lately. Like, I've been really impressed, like the way he was interacting with Bliss, a lot of the misdirects. So I've been, you know, I've been kind of impressed by, not to say it's anything new, but his not enthusiasm, but the way he's making this feud interesting for us, that we're buying into it again, maybe more than the first time. You know, kind of connecting the dots, how he said he found his weakness with, you know, Sister Abigail and burning the house down. Now we have Alexa Bliss, who hasn't officially been confirmed as Sister Abigail, but more just, you know, Dark Alexa Bliss. I do like what they did with her music, though. That was brilliant. It's little things like that. But it's very interesting, and I believe this was recently announced to be, unless this was a weird dream I had, a Firefly Inferno match. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That is not a dream, sir.
Thank you, man. But I'm guessing this is your cinematic match for the evening. Bill, I don't know if you're tired or you're not feeling this one, but I'm if there's a rant, man, I'm more than ready for it.
I didn't even know they were doing this match, man. It's just like they keep selling me on they keep telling me Bray Wyatt's a genius. And I haven't seen it in a long time because it's just like, you killed the fiend. And then they build him up, then they kill him, build him up, then they kill him. And I'm like, I just can't take it seriously. And then he wrestles a sweater guy and I'm like, okay, cool. And then Randy Orton's like, I know your weakness. You know my weakness. I know your weakness. I don't know. Say what you mean or make out. I don't know what's happening here. Just like do something. This all this obtuse. You know, I read a philosophy 101 handbook one time. Like, congratulations. So did I. You had a beer. Way to go. You know what I mean? It's just like, I get to see Randy Orton win this match because, like, this is what they do with The Fiend. It's just like, oh, build him up. He's the killer. He lost. And we'll build him up again. And we'll add another puppet to his collection or something like that. I don't know. This match, just like, I don't get the stakes. I don't get what everyone keeps saying they have a great chemistry together. I don't see it, but we keep trying to make fetch happen with these two guys. Fetch isn't happening, guys. It's just like, get this match out of the way. It's end 2020, guys, because it's just another insult to injury for me. So I'm going to go Randy Orton's going to win because you got to keep Randy strong. He lost a match once this year.
Yeah, I mean... You ain't wrong. I'll go the other way just in terms of the victor. I think this is the one The Fiend does get, you know, keep him and Alexa, you know, hot. But again, you ain't wrong. You know, it's hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold. Like, is he going to be this dominant force? Is he going to be this genius? Are we going to invest in him? Like you always say, Bill. So let's start to make things happen. Not necessarily fetch, but let's see if we can start make things happen here. JP, do you have some thoughts on this one?
Absolutely. And I am going to go kind of in the way with Bill when it comes to the way that they've been booking Bray Wyatt. Let's go back to last year. He beat Seth Rollins for the Universal title. Who's he losing to? Goldberg.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think the whole idea I had read somewhere, the whole idea with that was because they wanted to do Roman in the for the title, but they're like, oh, he'll get booed if he takes on The Fiend. You know who won't get booed against? Goldberg.
That's for sure. Yeah, plus, those couple last SmackDowns, while there were still fans before everything started with COVID, Goldberg was getting destroyed by the fans, and Roman was getting the hero's welcome, which is a far change from what we got right now. But anyways, back to this match. Again, with Bill, you build him up. Like, he wins the Universal title again, knock him right back down, lose it a week later to Roman. But I'm going to go the direction of you, Bob Mann, and I'm going to go the Fiend wins.
Fiend wins. Yeah, I think that's a safe bet, man. I mean, we're on the same page. Ray, are we going for the tie here, or are you going Fiend as well?
I'm going the Fiend as well. I don't know what Firefly Inferno match means, but Randy Orton's already said enough stuff of Bray Wyatt's on fire, so maybe Bray Wyatt wins this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm trying to remember exactly what happened on Raw. Yeah, it was something like he had him, but he didn't have him, and it was like a big misdirect, and he burned him, but he didn't. So again, I see this being the cinematic match and not those Inferno matches of old, which it could be, which is really interesting, like with the likes of Kane and whatnot, but I don't think they're going to be doing that.
Orton burn down the barn too a while back?
Yeah, which I thought it was... I thought it was cool. There had been some callbacks to that, like in the dialogue, which I'm always a fan of. Like, I hate one-liner explanations and stuff like that, but the way they connected the dots here, I thought was interesting. So this will be interesting. I will be very cautiously optimistic for this one. You have the advantage of pre-taping this. You have the advantage of making a cinematic masterpiece. We saw what they did with WrestleMania with John Cena, which, if anything, I think we would all say was different. And brilliant in a lot of ways, and a little bit of a time machine. So I'm very interested to see where this goes. And Bill, that will definitely be the soundbite from earlier on, man. So we'll see what happens, man, for sure. Let's take it to the WWE title match. Drew McIntyre being the title holder again, taking on AJ Styles. Correct me if I'm wrong. I just think this is just another big guy for Drew, not to necessarily run through, but to defeat in a great wrestling match. Like we always say here, the real winner is the fans. This could be a really, really good one. I do see a little bit of outside interference, obviously, as has been teased on recent weeks in Raw. But I'm going to say Drew McIntyre, no doubt in my mind, retains here. Does anyone disagree that Drew retains here? We'll throw it to JP. Go ahead.
The winner of the match and new WWE champion, The Miz.
Oh, this is the cash-in, huh?
Drew climbs the rungs.
Oh, it's a ladder match. Sorry, my fault. TLC. Yes, ladder. Yes, TLC.
Gets the belt. Celebrating with it. AJ attacks. Injures him. Here comes Miz. One skull-crushing finale later, Miz goes into 2021 as WWE champion.
Wow, interesting. They've been teasing that a lot. Now, it's been done, especially with The Miz before, so that's why I'm not sure if there's going to be a successful cash-in, but him having the briefcase, again, is always money, or money in the bank.
I can see them putting the briefcase on him to not win. Miz, and this for me is like, I've been a Miz fan since his days on The Real World, so we're going back. The Real World, the challenges, Tough Enough. The Wizard of Oz, the first time Miz and Morrison teamed up. Like, when he won the title the last time against Orton, I popped. I was not angry Miz girl. I was happy JP guy.
He's your dude. Yeah, I guess.
I like Miz is a bucket list item for me. Like, I still have to meet him.
So, quick story. And again, you know, you may not be wrong, but see the Bob Man WWE title here. He held this up on Miz and Mrs. When I got to meet him. I said, Mrs. So that was really cool. And it made the cut. And I'm telling them, I'm like, in post, don't edit out the Bob Culture shirt. So that was really cool, man. So I'll show you guys that picture. But he's super nice and super cool. And I'd be happy to see him win it. I really would. No disrespect to Drew, who's proven me wrong. I did not like face Drew at first, but he's been absolutely killing it. And I'll be the first to admit I was wrong on that for sure. But I think this is where Drew just kind of gets another big win here over AJ Styles. Possible cash-in? Maybe. Maybe you're calling it now, JP, but I'm just going to go with Drew for a win here, but you never know. Ray, I'll throw it to you. Do you think Drew retains, or do you see any sort of cash in?
I think Drew retains. I could see the cash in. I don't know, though. I don't know. It's a tough call. I could see the cash in the Miz losing. I mean, I'm a big Miz guy, too. I've got a Miz Dow shirt in my closet.
Nice. I mean, nice.
But I think McIntyre wins, and I'm going to say no cash in.
Yeah, it's interesting to me, and he definitely came to play, but it's very interesting to me that we're talking about a match with Drew versus AJ, and we're talking a lot more about The Miz than we are about the literally phenomenal AJ Styles, who can win a title at any moment. He's like one of those Shield guys. Like, he can always win a title. Hey, is that Luna? What up, Luna? Little dog cameo. she's too cute, man. All right, Bill, we'll throw it to you, man.
So I think this is going to be your match of the night. First off, TLC match. I think AJ Styles is always great, where he can fly around, do a lot of stuff. I think Drew is very underrated in that respect. And I've seen a couple barbed wire matches with Drew McIntyre in it. The guy can go.
Really?
Yeah, it's what happens when you're in Scotland and you don't give a shit. it's tough. If he had not lost the belt earlier this year, I would have been like, slam dunk, Miz is going to take it. Because, like, I really, and this isn't me and my Randy Orton thing. It's just like, he had such momentum. To only lose it for a month and get it back was an odd, as the kids would say, that was an odd flex. Miz, you know what? I've been hot and cold on the Miz. I guess so is WWE. I think the Miz should be. He has all the trappings to be Ric Flair. Like, he's got, and I'm not saying he's on the same level as Ric Flair, but like, if you think about the prototype of, you know, the good clothes, the promos, the figure four.
He gave him the figure four, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's, you know, the way he carries himself more like a star and a mainstream crossover star than I think anyone else in WWE right now, since outside of probably Sasha Banks. So it's like, to me, I think The Miz should win it. And I could see a cash in happening, Miz taking it with the help from his, his buddy, his Arn Anderson, John Morrison, the first and only time anyone will ever compare John Morrison and Arn Anderson, is those two guys together. You know, I think it's going to be a great thing. And if Maurice comes back, even as a manager type, and who knows? Maybe they have a nice little faction in there, and maybe they rumble with the Hurt Business. Like, there's a lot of options you could do there, and I could see it going either way with like who's gonna keep it, who's not. But I think I'm just gonna go with safe pick. I'm gonna go Drew McIntyre retains, and I say the cash in happens at the Royal Rumble, bigger stage, bigger platform. Although the opportunity is so built for the cash in and the win.
Yeah, and it seems like of all the matches we've talked about, this is the one we're most excited for, not only being a TLC match, but much like, and here's the AEW shout, like AEW really keeps us on our toes and guessing with the predictions and stuff. You should just be wearing all AEW gear, Bill, but they keep us on our toes with the picks. And this one we're excited about, and we're throwing all these curveballs. We're like, this could happen. So it's really interesting. Maybe like Bill teased a faction, maybe a return of a different incarnation of the Miztourage or something like that. So this is really interesting.
I think the Miztourage. Yeah. Like, honestly, you still have Bo Dallas doing nothing.
I mean, yeah.
Sadly, it's not nothing for like the last 2 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's right. Until they had that one match with the B team, and that was it.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, we'll get the shameless plug in now, but, the popbreak.com, keep a lookout. We're going to do match of the year picks with some of our editors and some of our writers. It's going to be awesome. I talked to some of the guys. They got some good picks. For me, it was hard to choose. I've narrowed it down to three. We watched one of them the other night, Nunes, Mike, and I, and that was Dijakovic, who is perfect the way he was, not this T-bone, whatever, versus Keith Lee, again. Keith Lee, who's also perfect the way he was, and his music and his gear and his everything being great. And that match with the two of them at TakeOver Portland, watching it again, man, I have to watch the other two again. Might be my front runner right now. That match was amazing.
Hard pressed not to agree on that one.
Yeah, it was amazing. But one of my other competitors right now is the Styles. Like Bill was saying, he really busted out in those ladder type scenarios. Styles, Hardy, and Sami Zayn. Not only the match itself, Hardy and Styles flying around. Like, it's
the creativity from Sami Zayn.
And you beat me, man. I was just going to say the in-ring philosophy of the way that match ended. So that was really good. So I'll be watching next. That you also have to factor in, that's in the Thunderdome, whereas the Keith Lee Dijakovic was one of the last ones with a live crowd. So
yeah.
But I'll try to take it for what it is, for sure. And my other, I might as well say my other one, Thunder Rosa Shida. I really enjoyed that one, so I got to watch that one back as well. But check that out on thepopbreak.com in the coming weeks before the end of the year. And let's take it home with one thing I believe we can all agree on here. The MVP, besides MVP on Raw, the MVP of WWE right now, the Tribal Chief, just like Bill, the head of the table over at the Bodkin House. And that's Roman Reigns.
That's not actually correct. my wife might have something to say about that.
There it is. Roman Reigns taking on one of Bill's favorites, Kevin Owens, who I think this is a TLC match as well. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It is.
So I think this is like, if you ever watched that 24 at the last WrestleMania, Kevin saw the WrestleMania sign. He goes, I'm jumping off that. I'm securing that spot. I think this is the KO show. Big high spot, and then after the high spot, Roman Reigns just wins it, and then beats into him some more, has a couple personal things to say about him and his family, and then him being the Tribal Chief. This is working, this quiet, calm intensity where he just breaks. This is the Roman that I thought we'd see as soon as the Shield dissipated, and we never saw that, because of, creative things or him being forced down our throats in certain aspects. And this has just been amazing. Like, I don't even think he needs Heyman, like we've said before, but it's working. If it ain't broke, obviously lots of teasing about a faction. There's some rumored matches between Jey Uso and someone. I can't think of who it is off the top of my head. That hasn't been announced. Daniel Bryan, maybe it was. But Roman Reigns has been killing it. I don't think there's any way Roman Reigns loses the title here. I would put money on that. Like, this is a, say what, you want to make a wager, anyone? No, but I think Roman Reigns retains here and just is riding that hot streak, and he is absolutely the MVP of WWE right now. Ray, your thoughts on this match?
And you've covered it. Reigns is going to retain, and the work he's doing keeps me tuning in to SmackDown.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah, nothing fancy. Nope. Nothing fancy about it. I think KO will hit that crazy spot, but other than that, this is the Roman Reigns show right now. JP?
Yeah, I'm going to agree. Like, there's no way. And as much of a KO mark as I am, there's no way he gets the title.
Yeah, absolutely. As simple as that. Now, Bill, you're a big Kevin Owens guy. Going back to the Indies, going back to ROH, man. I know he's your dude. He's one of those guys. I like him better as a heel, but he can do both the face and heel stuff. A lot of tongue-in-cheek stuff with him, a lot of sarcasm. I love it. A lot of self-aware, fourth wall-breaking stuff, which is great with him. Do you think your guy's got a shot here?
No. no. But I think the one thing is that they don't do in WWE, and I think this, and I don't think you need to do it in every match, although I don't mind it, is the old ECW fan in me is just like, man, if there was ever a match where you could just get a little blood in there, a little make reference to my good buddy Kenny, coast to coast double juice job going over there, man. Like, this is the match for it. Like, two guys just brutalizing each other, and I don't think like even Roman would need to for him to like the final image of him choking out a very bloody Kevin Owens, like, wow, that would be a visceral image to kind of put the seal on Roman. Kind of like what we had. I mean, one of the most iconic photos of the last, because I don't remember time, 5 years in WWE is Becky Lynch with the broken nose standing in front of the crowd with everyone going, ah, she's bleeding everywhere. It's just like, sometimes it helps tell the story. And I think this would be one of the times WWE, like, especially with Kevin Owens, man, ain't afraid to bleed. I've seen him with the skewers in the top of his head. He, that would, I think, really add to the story, but I don't think that'll happen. But I think this is going to be, this could be a lot of, like, sheer brutality. It's going to be good.
Put the kids to bed early. This could be, This could be crazy, man. This could be a crazy one. And I think this will close the show. But guys, this was awesome. Thank you so much for making this happen. This, you know, impromptu TLC picks. We always got to get them in here. Everyone obviously enjoy the pay-per-view on Sunday. Before we get out of here, we talked about this earlier, the popbreak.com. Bill, tell everyone a little bit about the popbreak.com and some of these amazing podcasts you're doing as well.
Well, yes, I am the editor-in-chief of the popbreak.com. Check us out every single day at, you guessed it, the popbreak.com. We're covering movies, music, television, comic books, pro wrestling, digital trends. We've got a whole bunch of awesome stuff coming up. I'm going to be reviewing the season finale of The Mandalorian, and good luck with that. A lot happened. But I'm also, you know, we have a lot of great podcasts. I'm the co-host of the Socially Distanced podcast, which you can hear every single week on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor. We are currently wrapping up our Mando and Music miniseries where we review The Mandalorian. We're going to then close out our year with a little holiday party episode, and then we'll return in January. Also, check out Pop Break TV. We've got like a ton of great shows over there. Same platforms as before, Spotify, Google, Anchor, and Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at popbreak.com, all spelled out, /popbreak.com, all spelled out, on Facebook at The Pop Break, on Instagram. And love I am it. At Bodkin Writes for just me talking about wrestling.
Yeah, maybe the unofficial third host at All Elite Pod. Just saying, Tiff and Kyle, if you're listening, this is the guy right here.
I'm down for some cowboy shit.
That's right. BCP Hall of Famer. JP Ray, you guys got anything to plug? Are we good to go?
Yep. Follow me on Twitter, at JPMayor80. I sometimes throw out an occasional jab or two, especially at Jim Cornette because he's the scum of the earth.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, follow JP on Twitter. Ray and JP, guys, thank you so much for joining me and making the time. Bill, you as well. And like, guys, stay safe out there. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone, stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We are out. Peace.
Take care.